the Brynn and Cat Mew.
Thrice and once the hedge. Big wine.
Happier cries, tis time.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw. Toad, that under cold stone, days and nights has 31. Sweltered venom, sleeping god, boil outburst, did the charmed.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fillet of a finny snake in the cauldron, boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blindworm sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble. Like a hell broth, boil.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron babble.
Scale of dragon to the wolf, witch's mummy, maw and gulp of the ravin salt sea shark, root of hemlock digged in the dark, liver a blaspheming Jew, gall of goat and slips of yew slivered in the moon's eclipse, nose of Turk and Tartar's lips, finger of bird spangled babe, ditch delivered by a drab, make the gruel thick and slab, add thereto a tiger's chaudron for the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron babble.
With a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever knocks.
Follow, you secret black and midnight hags. What is to do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess, howe'er you come to know it, answer me! Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yeasty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down, though castles topple on their warders' heads, though palaces and pyramids do slump their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's germans tumble all together even till destruction sicken, answer me to what I ask you.
Speak.
Demand. We'll answer.
Say, if thou'dst rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters.
Quorum, let me see em.
Pour in sow's blood that has eaten her 9 farrow grease. That sweatin' from the murderer's gibbets, throw into the flame.
Come high or low,
thyself and office death pleasure.
So.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought, hear his speech, but say thou naught.
Macbeth, beware Macduff, beware the thing of fire. Dismiss me, enough.
Whate'er thou art, for thy good caution, thanks. Thou hast half my fear aright, but one word more!
He will not be commanded.
There's another,
more potent.
Macbeth!
Had I 3 ears, I'd hear thee!
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man. For none of woman born shall harm Macbeth!
Then live, Macduff! What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this that rises like the issue of a king, and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?
Listen, but speak not.
Bill, I am metalled, proud, and take no care who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquished be until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him.
That will never be! Who can impress the forest? Bid the tree unfix his earth-bound root. Sweet boatmans, good! Rebellious head, rise never till the wood of Birnam rise. And our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why seems that call? And what noise is this?
Show his eyes.
And grieve his heart.
Come like shadows.
So depart.
Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo. Down! Thy crown does sear mine eyeballs. And thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? A fourth, starred eyes. What, will the line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another yet? A seventh? I'll see no more! And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass which shows me many more. And some I see the twofold bowls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight! Now I see it is true, for the blood-bolted Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What is this song?
Aye, sir. All this is so.
Where are they? Gone? Let this pernicious hour stand I accursed in the calendar. Come in, without there!
What your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came them up by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected with the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of horse. Who was it came by?
'Tis two or three, my lord, that bring you word. Mac Duff is fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time, thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is o'ertook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise. Seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool. But no more sights.
Where are these gentlemen? Come, bring me where they are.